like me when you're done. I guess you'll be the only one having fun.
Welcome to another episode of Weird Thinking with Chainsaw and Rocket,
where weird thoughts come to life.
Joining us today, as always, is Silver Tongue Fat Eyes. What's up?
What's in the house? Yes, what is up, Mrs. Fat Eyes?
Not a whole lot. I'm just sitting here feeling fat.
In the eyes.
In the eyes. In the aisle region.
In the aisle.
Aisle.
I love changing words to stuff like that on purpose. Yeah. Like Lexus. Like a group of Lexus would be a Lexus, right? But I like to call them Lexi because I think it's so much more fun. So
cute.
No. Aren't you glad you're my soulmate?
I am so glad you're my soulmate. I have a lot of soulmate duties that I have to fulfill because you are very needy.
I am. I apologize.
I wouldn't do them for anyone else.
And here I am sitting in the middle of two soulmates staring at each other.
It's a soulmate sandwich.
You are a soulmate sandwich.
You are a sandwich.
Say you are an idiot sandwich.
Just kidding. You're not an idiot sandwich. You're a fat eye sandwich.
A fat eye sandwich?
Quite delicious.
Sounds like a disgusting sandwich.
Well, discussing things being done for people.
And sandwiches of all sorts.
All sorts.
Sexy
today, sexy sandwiches. We thought, yeah, today we would talk a little bit about stuff that is sexy. Stuff that is sex.
Sexy work. Sex.
Sex work.
And working.
Working for sex. Sexing for work. We're going to talk about all of it. This is something that is happening all around us. Many, many, many females and men and other gender variations, whatever you're choosing is, are doing this.
Yeah. Sex
selling
all around
their
us.
Bodies for money.
I mean, but sex does sell.
It does. Like, it does. And I mean, yes, there are some aspects of it which are fine. And then there are other aspects which are not okay. And we'll get into those. I'm sure y'all know what I'm talking about. Like, sex trafficking is obviously bad. Like,
yeah, that,
doing
yeah,
it when you don't want to be doing it. Like,
yeah.
There is a difference between that and sex work.
And
that's what we are here to discuss.
Right.
Sex work.
Mm-hmm.
Consensual, doing this because I want to do it, because this is how I want to make my money.
Yeah.
Would either of y'all ever do this?
So I used to think, like, I used to be such a snooty little bitch and be like, oh my god, did you see that stripper ass pose? Like, super judgmental. But then I read this meme and it changed my life. And it said, strippers make $100K a year while you're over here broke because you got morals. And then I realized that
you
A,
don't have morals.
I don't fucking have morals. So what? And B, like, who cares? Like, they're hustlers, and I respect them for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If anything, I'm like, girl, you do you. Yeah. Like, men, I'm sorry. They're very manipulated by sex. Their brain is their dick. And if shaking my booty in your face is going to give me...
it's going to pay your electric bill this month, then by all means.
Yeah.
Like,
do
why
you?
Not? Yeah. I
like,
feel
I also wish that I could dance like a stripper, because I don't have rhythm. So even if I wanted to be a stripper, I couldn't.
That is funny. Silver Tongue?
Have I thought about doing it?
Jeez. No, but like, would like, would you ever? Or yeah, would...
Yeah. I mean,
really?
I feel like being a woman in today's society, a lot of people are always like, oh, if you can't get a job, I can get you a job at a strip club. Or,
yeah.
I mean, like, it's such a common thing for us to even have to consider.
Yeah.
And like you said, like, these people are making this much money a year, and here I am, like, not just, like, having morals, thinking this would be a better way to do something. And, yeah, I mean, I've had that conversation with a lot of men before, like, oh, man, I need a new job. And they offer me, like, some stripper job, or like,
yeah.
I know a guy who takes pictures sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's definitely crossed my mind for a lot of reasons.
As y'all may or may not know, I, Rocket, was once a stripper. So I can't really comment.
Oh my gosh, I'm so surprised.
Or say anything bad.
Nah.
Wow, that's kind of insulting.
I'm just kidding.
It's not. I really don't care. No, I was actually terrible at it.
What?
Okay.
I thought you were a professional dancer.
You're good though. in all things. Yeah.
What does that mean? I am a professional dancer. A dancer is different than a stripper.
Then why weren't you doing pliés around the stage?
Because you also did
with your roll-ups out.
Yeah. No, I was good at pole tricks, but I wasn't good at any other aspect of stripping.
Like
pole
tricks
isn't stripping. Pole tricks is pole tricks. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Do you know
once I can shake my booty, I didn't... No, I don't know why. Like,
well, I don't know. I don't know what
stupid
else.
Stupid me, no offense, but
stripper.
Yeah, I didn't strip though. Like, that's what I was getting to. Like, I was the worst stripper in the world, and I didn't even make my money off of dancing. I made my money off of having intellectual conversations with old men who had money, because I would pay the DJ to not make me go on stage. The only reason I would go on stage is if I felt like doing pole tricks, because I do aerial, and I do, like, I'm an acrobat. So that's the only reason, and I would only do that if it were, like, empty in the building, like, not if it were packed. I never worked, like, Friday night, Saturday night, or whatever the fucking hot times for strip clubs are, like, and I still was able to, like, I only worked a couple of times a week, but again, like, I was just sitting down having conversations, like, with my top off, so the dudes could look at me.
Yeah. I know what you mean, though.
I was not, like, there were girls in there who would, like, be letting guys lick their shit, like, just while they're giving a lap dance, and it was so gross to me, and so I vowed to never, ever be like that. And I was like, and then eventually I was just like, oh, I can't do this, like, I can't keep up with this lifestyle, like,
it's
it was just tiring, and my body's already old from doing ballet for fucking 25 years, so, like, it didn't really help. You heard me pop, or you hear me pop all the time. Like, my body is 9 million years old.
So what got you into it?
I didn't have a job. I needed money. I had bills to pay. I had just gotten a new car. I had a high car payment. Like, it was the easiest thing that I could get into and start that day.
Yeah.
Rather than having to, let me apply. Oh, such and such employer has sent you an assessment to do. Please take this 3-hour long assessment, and then we will determine if we would like to have you in for an interview. Oh, and then after the interview, you're going to need to come back in a couple of weeks to have another interview. Mm-hmm. And then finally, a year from now, you can start at our wonderful job. Like, I didn't have that kind of time to wait.
Yeah.
Like, I was like a 19-year-old girl trying to pay a $500 a month car payment.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I needed cash, and I had a good bod. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I used to be way hotter than I am now. And, yeah, I used my body for money.
Yeah.
Not in, like, I didn't have
not
sex
like,
with
yeah,
dudes.
Right.
Like, but
so
no,
would you
like,
do
yeah.
it again?
If I had a boob job, maybe, because I have two kids and am disgusting now. So... probably no. No, I don't think I would do it. Even if I had a boob job.
I know that exact feeling of, A, after having children, like, your body does really change. Before, like, I agree. I had a great, like, ass, and I felt great, and, like, I would have been more inclined. I also did work at a strip club, but I was a cocktail waitress. I know everybody says that, but, like, I literally was a cocktail waitress. And I would make a lot of my money off of old men that just enjoyed my personality.
Yeah.
And I was never, like, dancing on anyone. Like, the what are they called? The bouncers were really cool with me because we'd all, like, go to the back and be
get
cool.
High.
And go. And so they would. Like, if anybody, I did have a guy once lift my skirt up, and I was livid. And the bouncers, like, came over and kicked him out. And he was like, she's not a dancer. Like, A, you don't touch the ladies, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like, they were always really respectful. My boss, however, always was trying to get me to, like, sleep with him for extra cash. Which I never did because he was really short and really gross.
Oh, my gosh.
He was really short. But he was really gross. And it was easy money. It was super easy money. Like,
I mean, it's for you, it's basically your waiting tables at a restaurant,
absolutely.
But without the food and without the atmosphere.
With
like,
extra boots
with extra,
in the background.
Extra exactly.
And you're dressed, obviously, like, sexy. And I had, like, a hot bod, and I was, like, young, and I could keep up with the, like, guys drinking and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. I think I'm pretty hilarious.
Yeah, girl.
So,
like,
whatever.
It
was
I get
easy money. Like, and then also you get to learn the clientele. like, the men. Like, there were certain men that, like, everyone would get, like, lined up for because they knew they tipped well, or that man was going to spend his time there, or whatever.
Yeah.
So it just becomes so easy.
That was the most snappy pop of anybody's... What was it, your knee?
No, it was my hip.
Oh, my God. I felt that. Oh, girl, no. I felt it in my own hip. It's so familiar. See? Old body. Yeah. I could never get on a pole again.
Not
like,
sexy.
No. But yeah, I mean...
old bones coming on the stage.
Oh, my gosh. Rocking old bones. Like, I don't know. But yeah. So I've been there. I've done the stripper thing. Like, and it wasn't awkward to me back then. Like, I even have a picture on our Instagram account of my body back then when I was a stripper. So... y'all can see, like, obviously I was very proud. I didn't care. Like, I enjoyed the attention that, like, but I wasn't, like, I enjoyed the attention because who doesn't like attention when you're 19 and stupid and a girl and a hot girl or whatever, quote unquote. But yeah, like, I don't know. I've never gone farther than that. Like,
but would you? Would either of you have sex for money?
I mean, single me... would have pre-mom. Is that fucked up to answer?
No.
Yeah. I don't know. I was way more... like, open to shit when I was younger. But I, as everybody already knows, am super paranoid about STDs. Like, way paranoid. Like, overly paranoid. Like, I
don't think that's necessarily a bad thing.
No. Well, good. Yeah, because I'm clean. Thank
you. Well, because most people don't give a shit. And that's why we are. Like, our statistics for STDs are so high.
Yeah. Our age group. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, plus, and nobody knows how or wants to ask, like, oh, excuse me, can I see your papers?
James Call will, though.
I will. Yeah. I fucking call out. Yeah, like, and I won't sleep with you until I know you're clean. Like,
there's nothing wrong with that.
But also, to me, like, now, like, sex, like, I have to be into it. I don't want to be forced. I don't want to feel pressured. I don't want to feel like I have to do it. Otherwise, like, it's going to be a chore, and you're going to know that I'm not obviously having fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, to me, it's obviously something that, like, you enjoy. But is it easy money? I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I would probably be a cam girl. That's more realistic. I would probably be a cam girl just because then no one would touch me. And I don't like being touched.
Like, you're alone in your home or whatever.
And I don't think I could do anything, like, gross.
Like, you wouldn't be openly, awkward. Like, with your legs open and a vibrator in your vagina on camera.
No, I would probably be the, like, chick with my top off playing video games. Like, talking shit because that's all I do. I don't know.
Eating messy food.
Yeah, I'll maybe spank my butt for you. I don't know. I'm very boring. Like, this is why I wouldn't be a good sex worker, because I'm very boring. Unless you're in my bedroom, because I want you to.
Oh, my gosh. But, okay, so I know that... have you watched Hot Girls Wanted on Netflix?
Mm-mm.
You should.
It was
Silver
so
Time.
Good.
It is both really good, them. But it gives... yeah, both of them. I've watched them both, but
they're both by Rashida Jones.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And they give you very good insight on... it's a lot of aspects. Yeah, there's the porn. They're big. It's big on the porn. Like, the first movie, I believe, is about the porn industry. And then they have episodes after, and, like... one of them, this girl straight up goes to another country for this dude that she claims, like, she had a very deep
relationship
with.
Oh,
and it was just a guy who would get on her cam, and, like, for 6 years, apparently, like, followed
back
her.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
You know, like, he would send her money and gifts, and, like, they connected more than just physically.
Right.
It was a mental connection.
So she went out there to meet him?
Yeah,
he flew her out to Australia that they were gonna, like, be in love.
And,
like,
keep in mind, she had a boyfriend the whole time.
A husband, sorry.
And he knows about this guy. And she's like, well, I'm just gonna go out and meet him and see what happens. And her husband's, like, at home just like, well, let's see if my wife comes back to me.
Yeah. Jeez. Very strange. Very strange. To me. For some people, I get it. That's your thing. Like, whatever. But yeah, so she went to Australia for this guy, and then so awkward. Because when you're on a cam, like, think about it. You're going to be putting on a personality that might be different. Like, this is kind of your job, or this is your job, or
whatever.
You're
an entertainer for that moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily you, though.
Right.
And I think that there's a very like, I think that for a lot of girls, like, especially the younger ones that are trying to get into, like, these kinds of things, like, they don't know how to balance that out, and that's why a lot of them end up turning to, like, hard drugs and alcohol and getting problems and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I think that's also because a lot of people go into sex work not just because they want to, but because they have to.
Yeah.
It's
not from a happy place.
Right. Like, you have mouths to feed, you have families to take care of, and you're working two dead-end minimum wage jobs that aren't even, like, paying that's your rent.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's so much easier to say, well, people like sex, they can just pay me for this.
Yeah.
And they start getting into that lifestyle one less night. As I want to, but more as a necessity.
And make my rent for a month.
And
like,
also, I mean, keep in mind, today, in today's society, like, online dating is so, like, that's what people do now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's how I met my fiancé.
Yeah, I mean, online that's dating. How we meet people, mm-hmm. is online dating and online socializing. Is that your belly? Are you hungry?
Oh my gosh.
I hope you all caught that because it's about to happen again.
But it becomes this same thing, kind of like an entertainer where you're selling yourself almost. Like, mm-hmm. And then you meet someone and it's not who they presented themselves to be. Like, yeah. I think that's kind of what happens in a lot of situations. You hide behind the computer or your phone and then you meet and it's so awkward.
Yeah.
In general, meeting people is awkward and, like, interacting with new people is awkward. But then you throw in, like, this expectation, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I wish we had a male perspective
on sex
work. Because, like, a long time ago, I actually worked with this guy at a Steak and Shake, and this was like a million years ago, and he was actually a male escort.
Really?
Yes. And he told me all of his little Texas governor clients and the big people that would fly him out, give him thousands of dollars.
Yeah, sure. Like, all the time.
That dude had stories. Stories. Well, but it's weird to me, like, that's never an explored side when we talk about sex work is the males. Like, because they're out there.
You don't hear a lot about that, or anyone from the LGBTQ community. It's usually, like,
it's usually just
some young girl hard on her luck, or, mm-hmm. like, finds this an easy way to pay through school sort of thing. But, yeah, I wish we did have more of that perspective.
I know.
Well, and also, I mean, a lot of people can also, I don't know, associate the whole, like, a male can't get raped. But in a sense, like, if you're, well, no, it's not in a sense. If anyone, if you're having sex or you're doing any kind of anything for anyone, not in your own free will, like, then it is kind of considered, like, you know what I mean? Like, a boss, if she was to come in and be like, hey, you work for me, do me this favor if you want to get ahead.
Yeah.
Hey, meet you under my desk.
And you didn't want to do it, but you were forced to do it for the sake of your job?
Yeah, but then you're considered like a pussy in the male egotistic community of like, oh
you didn't fuck your boss? Like, what a bitch you are. Like,
I think the sex industry is definitely why so many of them get hurt, or that they're so vulnerable to being hurt. Because these people are going in with them thinking, I'm getting exactly what I want, regardless of what they've, like, consented to.
Yeah.
And then, of course, if someone has expectation, they're not getting what they want, they get upset. And, well, unfortunately, a lot of the people
becomes forceful
who, go into this, or, like, look for clients in particular.
Well, yeah.
Aren't necessarily the best people, I guess.
The documentary, What Happened to Johnny Gosch?
Yeah.
Or Where is Johnny?
Where is Johnny or whatever, yeah.
And it's about, obviously, the sex trade and, like, these kids that are kidnapped and then sold. But who are they sold to? It's like you said, governors. Like, rich men.
But that's sex trafficking. That's where it no longer becomes sex work.
Exactly. Right, yeah. But, like, it's always the rich men that have the money that can do these crazy things, like kidnap these kids and force them into this gross, like, sex. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even, like, babies and stuff. Like, it's so disgusting.
It's disgusting. But it's okay.
It was a really sad story. It was a woman talking about the times, I think she was in sex trafficking or was being sex trafficked for 7-10 years. And at one point she was picked up, and I think she was still around 15 at this time. Ugh. And, you know, the police officers are like, she's young, we need to call her family. So she hadn't talked to her family in years, was in a way like looking forward to this. They will finally find me. They will get me out of here. Mm-hmm. So they call her mother. And when she walks into the room expecting to see her mother, she found the man who had, like, kidnapped her.
Oh, my God. That'd be terrifying.
So, what?
She says, she's
like, to this day, the police called her parents and that was the guy?
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, and she, at least.
That is so fucked up.
Like, she
so
doesn't know dead. How that person was managed called instead, yeah. Or I guess the police knew.
Did she go with
she
him?
Technically, whatever the term belonged to. Yeah, she. She had no other choice.
Oh my God.
He acted like her father, and she went back into sex trafficking because they had tricked her and she thought she was going home. So she was in it for nearly 10 years of her life.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
That's horrible.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you heard it. And then the three girls in Ohio in the basement that guy kept in there.
Had, had his kids
had
and
his
stuff.
Kid.
Yeah.
Had
that's
a
insane.
Kid.
But, I guess just
but
one.
But still, like, and that little girl saw all of that. Like,
that poor girl. She'll never be right.
No. And then, okay, so let me ask you girls. I had sex at a pretty young age. And from then on, I would say I was pretty promiscuous, which I'm so, so thankful. Like, I didn't catch an STD because I was kind of a hoe. But a lot of it did come out of, like, I had a bad relationship with my dad, so there's definitely daddy issues wrong with me. Larry David, hey, what's
up? Oh, my gosh.
But also, like, I almost, not to say that I felt forced, but I almost felt like, especially when I was younger, like, I didn't really have a choice. Like, I was like, oh, well, this is just kind of what you do. Mm-hmm. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, is that how you guys felt? Or did you guys feel confident every time that you guys chose to have sex? And at what age did you decide that you become more, am I making sense? Like, more aware of, like, I have the choice and, like, I don't have to have sex with you. Or did you guys ever feel that way? Do that make sense?
I never felt like I didn't have a choice to have sex.
Yes,
it was
here.
Always on my terms. Like,
yeah.
I was
but
always.
But you never felt, like, obligated, like, well, like,
yeah,
this is my boyfriend, like.
I think there's a sense of that, maybe to everyone, like, oh, I'm starting to have sex, I'm supposed to be having sex. But I do remember my high school boyfriend when I started having sex. At one point, we weren't because he wouldn't wear a condom, and I was really concerned. So he actually said in a fight to me, I'm a 17-year-old boy, I'm supposed to be having sex.
That's stupid.
Which was, I mean, just obviously, like, pissed me off. And I was like, I don't care what you are. You're not having sex with me if you're not wearing a condom. Like, I know I'm young. I know this is not what I want with my life in case I have an accident. So don't come to my face and say you're supposed to be with me. Go somewhere else if you need to. Love that noise.
Sorry. No, it's just it keeps falling down.
So, yeah, at least for me, I always had at least some kind of sense of you can't make me.
Yeah.
Like, not obligated, you know.
I feel like the older I get, the more, like, confident and, like, reassured of myself I've become, that I feel like I probably wouldn't have, if I had this much confidence, like, as a teenager, I probably wouldn't have had sex with all the people I had sex with.
Really? I feel the opposite.
Like, there are definitely some that I'm like, oh, yeah, I would not have done that. Like, knowing what I know now, being as confident of my, or as strong as I feel like I've grown to be, like, I would have probably been like, no, I'm good.
Well, I think in that case, I've done that a couple of times. Like, oh, I guess I'll do this with this person because maybe they'll leave me alone.
Yeah, like, out of, again, not like in a, like, bitch, you better fuck me.
Right.
But, like,
oh my God,
it's just kind of, you know what I mean? Like, like that, like, more of, like, eh, I guess.
Yeah.
Type of attitude.
There's definitely a couple of times it happened to me. Like, I knew somebody was interested, I really wasn't, and I think about this a lot, although I know a lot of other girls who've been in the same position, like, will he just go away? Will he just leave me alone? How do I get out of this situation? And instead of just being like, you need to fuck off,
yeah.
I just think, well, I guess I can do this and hopefully it'll make him just leave. Because I had a neighbor that was all over me. And I wasn't really interested. I was somewhat interested. But I also just thought, if he did this, he would realize it's not a big deal and just fucking leave me alone. This is a really weird story.
Did that work out?
Yeah, kind of, actually. Oh. Yeah.
What about you, Rocket?
I would just tell people they were gross if I didn't like them and they were trying to bang me. I'd be like, ew, like, get your shit up out of here because you're gross and unfuckable.
I've done that too, but it felt like it was different with certain people.
See, yeah, okay, so I was going to say I was the opposite of you because in the past, like, I had so much confidence about, like, sex and I didn't, like, I'm not boasting. Like, I didn't have to try to get guys to want to bang me because I was hot, so.
Yeah.
And I know it was just for my body and I didn't care because, like, I was having sex.
Yeah.
And sex was nice. Sex is nice. So,
nice.
Yeah. So, like, back in the day, like, I was way more confident than I am now. Like, if I were not married right now, like, if anything ever happened to Norman Beats and, like, he were to die, I would be single and I would be a nun vagina wife because nobody else would be going in there. I wouldn't even be trying to bang anyone else because, like, I'm awkward and, like, I don't think anybody wants to now. Like, and I don't feel confident now to where. Like, I know I can't get anybody except for Norman Beats, so. Yeah.
I don't know, though. In a way, too, though, like, I've become so angry that, like, I don't want to have sex. Which is weird for me because I am really, like, I am always horny all the time. Like, I have problems.
Girl, I'm hypersexual, too.
It could be a problem.
It could be a problem.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but, like, so for me to feel the opposite is weird, but I'm just, like, I just feel like I need to have full 100% control of my body, and I don't need anything right now besides myself. Like,
good,
I will fuck myself.
That's good.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't need
yourself.
You. Thank you, I will.
So,
I don't know.
We're a little all over the place right now, but that's okay. We just have cool stories to tell. But I also wanted to bring up the pink tax on this episode, remember? Because that is a thing. And it's not really sex work, but it's about females. So we gonna talk about it.
So explain the pink tax to us.
Pink shit, like pink razors or pink shaving cream or pink shampoo.
No,
like
in general.
All of
razors,
our,
in general.
Yeah,
like
everything. Like
beauty products.
Anything that is deodorant, shampoo, conditioner, body wash, deodorant, razors, shaving cream, whatever is, like, multi-sexual and, is that a word? Okay. Whatever is,
like, a feminine
available for both genders.
Unisex?
There you go. Okay, so whatever unisex products exist in the world, the females are always going to be a higher price just because they're pink and targeted for females.
Well, yeah, but yet the standard for women is, you bitch, you better be hairless, you better be, your hair did, your nails did, like, we have this beauty standard.
I'm so afraid of going out with, like, a hair on my leg, like, oh,
yeah,
God,
oh my
people
gosh.
Judge me and think I'm so disgusting. Oh, God, what a horrible place we live in.
I know. But that, see, again, when I was a teenager, I was the same way, and, like, I am fucking Mexican, like, I have got hair all over.
Oh my gosh. One really weird hair that, like, pops up on your chin out of nowhere.
I get hair. I mean, literally, I am fucking Sasquatch. But, like, as a kid, I was so paranoid. Like, I was shaved completely every day. And now, like, y'all see, like, my leg hair, my arm hair.
I'm going to show you right now.
Actually, no.
Do you remember that one time when I saw that how much armpit hair you had, and I was like, Chainsaw, what is going on in your life? Are you depressed? Can you afford razors?
I don't care.
Do about call them out one by one for you.
But it becomes, like, now it's just like, why? Why do I need to change the way I am to please you?
To try
because
so
you know
hard.
What? Just because you're not pleased with it doesn't mean someone else isn't gonna be.
So true.
Because I've never had a problem, thank you very much, with or without hair on my body. So, I don't know. I just, again, and I think it's also that rebellion against things like the pink tax, against, like, the standards that we have to meet. The makeup thing.
Yes.
Being another one. I am tired of doing makeup. I am tired of it. Like, I've done it for a living.
You mean on your own face before you go out?
Yes. Yeah. Like, but I think it's, again, that rebellion that I'm tired of doing makeup. I'm tired. I did it for 40 plus hours every day, like for years, you know what I mean?
Every day, every week.
Every week, sorry. Every week. But you know what I mean?
And yeah.
I do prefer to do other people's makeup. And I used to have to do my makeup every day, especially when I was in beauty school and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then after having a kid, I just stopped. It's like, I don't have time. And I feel so much more comfortable. Also, again, though, that rebellion.
That's awesome. I mean, I know I'm not confident enough to not walk outside without at least eyeliner on.
Yeah.
Although there were a lot of days I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to go through this routine. I used to love it. But, yeah, I think my eyes look weird. Like, you just put a little black on them. You're a little more acceptable. It's ridiculous that I feel that way.
But is it ridiculous to make yourself feel better about yourself?
No. I think it's ridiculous that I feel obligated. Like, I'm not presentable without it. That's what's ridiculous.
I understand, though.
That, yeah. The obligation.
Mm-hmm. I understand, because I don't have, like, flawless skin. Like, I have props. And so,
I heard props. It's like,
props.
I have props.
We haven't tuned into our story today. Which
yeah.
I'm not. Be able to see by now that
we're using props.
but yeah, I like, this is gonna sound really, really messed up.
I'm excited to hear it.
I know, go ahead.
And I'm sorry that this is just the way my brain works, but like, I don't like seeing people that look gross in public. It ruins my day.
You look at me all the time. Look at my allergic reaction face.
You know what I'm talking about, like...
I thought that was just your face. You're not naturally bumped all over.
I am not. You're naturally all bumped.
I understand, like, Chainsaw's point of view, how, like, she's done makeup her whole life, like, and it's just a tiring thing, and having a kid, like, and it's not just... I get not wanting to wear makeup, and there's nothing wrong with that, but you're beautiful, and you don't need makeup. But I'm talking about...
I couldn't stand you, apparently.
Like, people that don't put any effort in at all. Like, I think it's sad. You should want better for yourself. Like,
well, there's a difference.
And you know it's in today's society... you know that in today's society, like, people are made fun of constantly.
Well,
like, for
being
just
judged
existing.
All the time.
Exactly.
Like, you just don't approve of people not taking care of themselves. Because you said that specifically.
Yeah.
Like, you look like you don't care.
Yeah.
And there's a difference between being natural and not taking care of yourself, where, like, the difference between, like, Target and Walmart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You go to Walmart and you see people and you're like,
dang.
Did you really leave your house like that? Which, I mean, if you're that confident enough. If you're that confident enough to leave your house
then
in footy pajamas with a butt flap,
you know, I never
at
put
3
up that butt
p.m.
flap. Then more power to you.
More power to you, because I don't have that much confidence.
Yeah.
But that to me is me being a judgmental bitch looking at you like, really? You left your house like that? Like,
I think people are naturally judgmental. You see someone, you immediately, like, are they attractive? I have just rated them. Like, I get that.
Of course. We're assholes.
My point,
I don't know. You do you. You want to...
My point, though, was that for me personally, I just, like, I feel like I look better with makeup on, and I don't leave my house without it, because that's how I feel comfortable.
Yeah,
that's what it boils down to. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, so we all know
that's
my
how you
thought
feel about
process.
Yourself,
like,
so it's weird to see someone else
like,
not feeling it.
If I were to walk out without makeup right now, like, I'd have the most, like, gross, pimply face ever, and it would be just be like, what swamp did you come out of? Like, I don't think that that's fair that other people have to look at me like that.
Well, I guess
I know that sounds stupid, but
it's your individual choice.
Yeah.
I watched this, what is it, wife swap thing with this guy who his wife, he met her with makeup on, so he expected her to never be without makeup. Like, he never wanted to see her face without makeup, and she complied. She would wake up an hour earlier than him just to do her makeup and hair. She would work out with full makeup and hair.
Jesus.
She would not ever be seen.
Go
She'd
to
go
sleep.
To sleep with makeup and hair, wake up, or, like... wake up after he went to bed.
Take it off.
Wake up early, so he would never see her.
Love wife.
And they were completely okay with that. Like, that...
Well, we all know a certain piece of shit who kind of said something like that to me.
Oh, yeah.
When I got my hair cut, I had, like, one side shorter than the other, so which it was a little longer. Cute. And I love that haircut. We know this one person who had told me, what are you doing? Are you trying to be a boy on one side and a girl on the other?
That is so dumb.
And then he told us that his wife cut her hair once and they nearly divorced.
I believe it.
He was so proud of the story, too, because he was so upset that I didn't look feminine enough for him, which was none of his business.
Exactly.
And just very proudly, oh, my wife cut her hair once and she thought I would love it. When she came home, I was so upset. We nearly got a divorce. And I just looked at him and I said, you're telling the story with pride? You're a jerk. Why is she with you? And then asked somebody else to judge my hair, to which she had said, I don't judge people like that.
No, it's insane to me.
There's no point to do that. I don't care about your opinion. You can keep it to yourself. I've never once thought about pleasing you, nor will I ever. So I don't care.
But it's ridiculous. Like, you put all these standards on women, mm-hmm. but then you're still like, but since you're gonna need that razor to keep up with these standards, we're gonna tax it on.
We're gonna tax it all over you.
Yeah. Taxing you.
Pink is a harder color to have in the world, so.
I also hate that, too. I hate the stupid pink and blue. Not that I'm like, I don't care. I don't care how you dress. I don't care what you do. Like, as long as you're a good person, I don't care.
Well, it used to be completely the opposite, boy. The blue was a feminine color and pink was a masculine color. And boys used to wear dresses up until a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
So it was fairly normal to see boys in dresses. They were supposedly the preferred thing. But when men would go to work, they'd wear pants. So once boys were of a certain age, they would wear pants as if they're going to go to work as well. So it used to be the complete opposite.
So where did it, like, start? Where did this whole pink and blue, like...
I wish I could remember. It was all in this documentary I had watched that discussed that it was the opposite. It was very normal for boys to wear dresses and where it changed. And now how people are so aggressive, like, oh, you're wearing a pink shirt, mister? You must be, like...
You must be a gay.
Yeah.
One of those gay.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how I imagine everybody that's small-minded talks.
It's a color that you've deemed a certain thing. You can't tell me that I'm less feminine or masculine or whatever because of a color.
Yeah. Well, actually, speaking of colors and that weird, like, standard that we have, I remember watching this documentary or this, like, weird commercial clip thing of the study that they did with dolls and children, mm-hmm. and they had different colored dolls. Like, white doll all the way to, like, the darkest black.
Mm-hmm.
And all the colors, obviously, in between. And they would show these kids, or maybe it was just a black doll and a white doll. And they would show these kids. Actually, I think it was. It was just two. And they would show these kids, like, oh, pick the good doll. And the kids, all ages, all colors, all ethnicities, whatever, would always pick the white doll.
That's so sad.
The good. Just because it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Pick the smart doll. Pick any kind of, like, adjective that was positive.
You label it.
Was labeled with the white doll. And even, like, even the black girls.
The ones who could identify to look like that doll.
Yes! And it was so, like, it broke my heart to see that. Because I remember being, like, I'm pretty dark skinned, naturally. I don't go out in the sun nearly as much as I used to. But I can get pretty dark. And, like, I'm the darkest one in my family. And that used to be one of the biggest issues. Like, mm-hmm. my sisters would always ridicule me because I was dark.
Your own sisters?
Yeah, because they're, like, very light skinned. They are bitches. But, but yeah, it was always that weird stereotype. Disregard your own color.
Mm-hmm.
And then to see these, like, little girls and little boys and, like, it was so sad and it was so heartbreaking and it's crazy that we've started this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially hearing that, like, blue and pink used to be reversed. Like, we created this stereotype of, this way of thinking and we're just, like, pushing it into every generation. It's sad.
Yeah.
I think we kind of talked about this a little bit in one of our episodes about how every group kind of has isolated themselves over the years. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just a thing that we blame it on each other, but it's really us doing it to ourselves.
But don't you think in this year of Aquarius, the year of the woman,
oh my gosh,
that we are starting to evolve our way of thinking to start saying, fuck that, we're done. we're done getting paid less as women. We're done getting treated like we're just some sexual toy unless we are choosing that. Like, I think we are becoming more empowered. We are becoming more aware of our own choices, I guess, or...
Yeah, that we have the choice.
Yeah, we're just not going to stand for it anymore.
You already know that I'm not really the biggest feminist in the world, which is why I am going to comment on your last comment and say that, yes, although there are women who are doing good things in the world, there are also women who are destroying other people's lives because they want to lie about stuff.
That's not fair. Men do the same thing.
Well, no. I understand what you're saying specifically, though, that there are women
that have taken it too far.
Yeah. Will go on the side of the man, for lack of a better way to like put it, just to get themselves ahead with disregard to other women, other people beneath them. But there's that kind of person in every race, in every gender, in every whatever, group. Every group. There's always that sour apple that tries to fucking rot the rest.
Yeah.
And it's just so they can get ahead.
It's sad.
You know, it's power and corruption, really.
It is.
You always have to go back to where the money goes, in my opinion. Like, I think a lot of the reason... I mean, look at our government. When they make these decisions for women, like abortion or whatever, how many women
are... How many of y'all actually have a uterus capable of holding a woman? Capable of holding a baby.
So to me, like, that's crazy that we would allow, you know what I mean,
somebody people who are ill-informed to make choices on our bodies.
It's crazy. That's where
I'm, and these men doing this have wives and probably daughters, and for that,
which
the
is
idea
even
that
more
they think
sad.
They should have say over those people in their lives, let alone people they don't even know, is absurd to me.
Like,
you really want to tell your daughter that she can't
have birth control or whatever,
You know, well, punishing women for having like miscarriages and abortions now by having to bury them. Like, you can't force somebody to do that.
Like, thank you.
Fine, you want to be an asshole and punish women who like choose abortions. Fuck you, you're wrong. But to punish a woman for her body having a miscarriage, for rejecting it for some reason, you can't punish someone for something they cannot control.
Yeah.
Like those idiot boys that think we can control our periods.
Yes.
Like, just hold it in. I don't know. Can you hold in when you get cut on your arm? Because I'm pretty sure you can't. Like, don't tell me that.
Yeah.
Can you hold in when you get cut on your arm?
Actually, did you know that tampons were invented by a man?
I thought they were invented for wounds. Weren't they originally invented for wounds?
No, I believe, or maybe it was a pad. Maybe it was, but I think it was...
Wasn't
that
like a medical army thing?
That's what
but it was rebranded some way for like because the men didn't want women to show their blood. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well,
I don't know.
No offense
Look it up.
To anybody that supports free bleeding, but that's nasty, in my opinion. And I don't want to see somebody free bleeding while I'm out bleeding.
I don't think that they-
I mean, maybe I misunderstood it.
I'm sure there's people who just free bleed, but I thought free bleeding was usually like in like the particular underwear.
Yeah, there's like
something like that. That's what it is.
There's different ways. There's also the
I know
the little,
about the thinks, but I'm talking about the people that are just like the, fuck you. I look at my blood.
I just don't want your blood.
Wearing white pants and but, sitting on a public bench.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
okay,
do you know what I mean?
Public bench, please. Don't
unsanitary. Yeah. But like the chick from the marathon or whatever, I don't think that it was like on purpose.
Yeah, I know, and that's understandable because I've worn a tampon too long or to where like
or,
my flow is too heavy.
Yeah,
and she was in the middle of a fucking marathon.
Yes.
That is like understandable to me. Like, she's in the middle of a marathon.
I
would
go to HEB and be like, this bitch is
spilling
blood.
Yes, okay, that's my point. And there are people doing that because they think
I'm making a statement.
Well,
like,
I think that
might be missing.
Well, that on its own is unsanitary.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, carry a mop behind you. Just cleaning up after yourself. That way you're being sanitary.
I was at the airport and like the bathrooms weren't working, so everybody was in the line for the family bathroom and I was next. And this woman walks up with two little girls and she looks really intense. So I said, like, oh, can I go really quick or do you need to go? Like, asking her. She's a family. Well, her little girls run off and she gets really close to me. She says, honey, I don't know if I can hold it. I'm bleeding everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just went, whoa, go. I think we all know what that feels like. We've all been And she was really cute about it. She took a step and just went, squeeze. Like, she kept telling herself to squeeze.
Oh, I understand
though. You know that feeling. That
Girl, yeah. Chainsaw and I don't have periods anymore.
Oh, and you know me, just love having periods. That fertile blood.
So, sorry as we talk about it a little insensitively.
Oh, no, I would get rid of this thing. It'll hurt me. I know that I don't want children, so somebody's going to rip this stuff out of me.
That brings up another topic, though.
It does.
To do what you want to do.
With your body.
That's my body.
Like, why? If you want a hysterectomy because you're done with your female body things that make you bleed and stuff, you should be able to say that. And you should be able to say, I'm never having kids. Why do I need this? My periods are ridiculous.
And if I change my mind, too bad. Then that's my decision that I made. It's the same thing with a bad tattoo. Then too bad. You live with it. You get it laser removed if you really feel like you have to.
It's my fault. I paid for it. I paid services. Like, I'm going to pay for your sex services.
Look at me looping it around.
So with my daughter, when I was pregnant, I was like 35 or 36 weeks pregnant.
And I heard you say years old.
No, oh my gosh.
You're that right now. You liar.
No, but I was like 35 or 36 weeks pregnant. Like, I had already, my C-section date was scheduled or whatever. And like, I was good to go. And I found out talking to my doctor that since it was a Catholic hospital, like, they would not tie my tubes. And I got upset and annoyed. And I had to switch doctors last second, just because I wanted my tubes tied, because I knew I was done having children.
Right.
It was very upsetting, especially being pregnant, like, and already emotional, like, you can't fucking tell me what to do with my uterus and my fallopian tubes, like, well, that sucks.
Yeah, I'm on a diet, so you can't eat that cupcake. I have the meat, so you can't have
it. But
I don't like it, so.
I think the thing that bothered me about it most of all, well, I should have known better, because it was a Catholic hospital, and I mean, other religions do like to force their beliefs on people, so I should have known that it would be something like that. But I didn't know that was a thing in the Catholic religion that they... Somebody help me, because I don't know facts. Like, I need to know. Like,
but at what point, though, does it just not become, like, common sense? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I personally am probably supernatural, which I'm opposite of you, Rocket. Like, I wanted a natural birth. I didn't want a C-section. Like, I only had a C-section because I was in labor for 40 hours and I wouldn't dilate. Like, my body couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So I had to get a C-section, you know? I always wanted everything natural. I was always like, I'm not taking birth control, because it did fuck me up as a kid and I had, like, a bunch of issues with my uterus, whatever. But anyway, like, I didn't want birth control. I was just more aware of, like, when I was ovulating, whatever. And obviously, I wasn't that good about it because I ended up knocked up.
You were just taking the pill?
No, I was never taking the pill because
I didn't. Okay, side effects. I gotcha.
Because of my side effects, and I was supernatural. But then after having my baby and having the chance to, like, get Mirena, which is the fucking IUD, which, A, makes me not bleed, which is fucking awesome.
It's beautiful.
And, you know, I can't have babies, which is also great because I don't want another baby. So all of these things I had to take into consideration, like, au naturel or...
Didn't you all tell me what did you call it? Mirena. That one in particular, because I remember saying, oh, I need to get that. And you both told me they won't do it.
Who hasn't had children. But that's my point.
But I don't.
I wish that I had. Yeah. Why can't I get this? This is the best thing in the world. Yeah. I wish every woman that didn't want her period and didn't want babies could get one, because it's the best.
Yeah.
I can make my own decision and I just have Mirena.
Yeah, Rocket, because apparently Norman Bates can get through all.
Yes,
and I just never put those two together. You've told me, though.
Yeah, because I didn't want to bleed. So I was like, I don't care, don't let me up.
But honestly, it should be your choice too, Silverton.
Well,
it should be your choice.
If I choose children later
and I mess that up for myself, that's on me.
Yeah,
if an idiot like me can tie her tubes and get birth control, invasive birth control, just to stop my periods, you should be able to do that.
Yeah, that's just my choice. You can have them or you can't. And nobody ever wants to respect the fact that I know for a fact that I don't.
And it's not fair for the kids.
Don't have kids tell me I will change my mind.
You're like, no, who cares?
Yeah.
But and again, there are so many kids that need to be adopted. There are so many different things. Like, to each their own. Like, there's no reason to put your beliefs on anyone else. Like, it's, again, just common sense.
So that was one of the questions that I wanted to ask about my hospital experience. I'm, like, just because I go to a Catholic hospital, like, I'm a non-Catholic person, don't you think that they should, and tell me if I'm wrong, that they should honor my non-religious beliefs?
Absolutely.
Even though, you know, it's Seton that's who I'm talking about.
I guess it's just one of those things.
Seton,
like,
sucks.
And I, like, I chose y'all for your care?
We deny you because we say, like, I don't know, maybe that's...
But
they,
it's just
right.
So
no,
crazy to me.
But what about that bake shop?
I think it's ridiculous too.
That refused to make a cake for
the gay people. Yeah.
Like, but didn't, I don't remember how it ended up being ruled. Do you guys know if they ended
up? It ruled for the bake shop.
For the bake shop,
yeah.
Because it's their choice, right?
Because,
it's
their
because,
choice,
it's the
because you have the right
choice,
to refuse service to anyone.
But are they doing well now?
I highly doubt it.
Look at all these
Maybe
viral
though.
Videos of assholes getting called out. It's
only because of how much hate we have in the world, I guarantee you that
I'm
there
sure
are
a lot
racist,
of people started going
gayest people that, I'm sorry, that's
gayest?
Not the word, homophobic people that are like, oh, right on, so-and-so bakery, like, we hate them too, and
oh,
probably gave
I'm
them
sure
their
they got that too.
There's always
the
good versus
yeah.
evil, there's always going to be positive, negative, like, our world is fucked.
not a lot.
And my boobs are
hide
also.
Sorry. The milk cloud comes and makes everyone fucking realize we are all just one.
I almost fell off my ball just now.
Your sweaty boobs.
They are sweaty. Don't have boobs.
Do you guys have any
Don't get
thoughts
sweaty.
On sex, sex work? We really just rent a rent and
you know
really
what?
Cover sex work.
We should
work,
have another.
So
that's fine.
On actual sex work.
We'll do a part two
we can.
On actual sex work.
Y'all, we could talk about this all day.
Well, this is just female things.
Yeah.
You know, it's good to talk about female stuff. We don't usually talk about that. We talk about paranormal and, like, we are female. Like,
yeah.
We do have vaginas.
Virginias?
Virginas.
Actually, Rocket has a vagina and Silvertongue has a void. I don't
oh,
know
I
what
do
I
have a void.
Right.
You have nothing because you're closed.
I'm closed for business.
But not
Shut
only
down,
for myself.
Shut down theme
not,
park.
You're usually the Grand Canyon to these things, and you know it.
I would say Niagara Falls.
Oh, my gosh. All right, guys. Well, that is our very silly episode about girly things and sex and whatnot. If you are a male in the sex work industry,
contact
us.
We'd love to ask you questions.
If you've ever paid for sex and
or
are a stripper, contact us.
We want to talk to you.
Contact us.
All right. WeirdThinkingPodcasts at gmail.com. Thank you for listening and
share
tune in
you.
Next week.
See you next time.
Follow us on Instagram, weird.thinking.studios. Fuck you up.